Guys, for the reading of the Holy Gospel. We're actually going back in time here from what Debbie just read. Debbie read our epistle lesson, 2 Peter 1. That text is, we believe, just maybe a few weeks before Peter died. He mentions this moment where he's on the mountain. This is the only other writing in 2 Peter where this moment is talked about besides the actual moment itself. And that's why it's a very significant passage. Now we hear of that exact moment as it took place in Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Congregation may be seated for our sermon hymn.